1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. World famous and getting stronger every day. And we have an hour that we'd like to devote to open phones. Although we have had a lot of people wanting to comment on Dale Earnhardt and the passing of Dale Earnhardt in the on the last lap of the Daytona 500. I suppose you could say that's a fitting way for a man who devoted his life to auto racing, a fitting way for him to leave this world. The very last lap of a big race like that, helping a teammate. I don't really know how to go about this. I know we've got a guy hanging on, Mike, who wanted to talk a little bit about Dale Earnhardt, and he is on his way to... is that the line? Okay. I know he's on his way to Mooresville, North Carolina. Is he in Atlanta? Let's talk to the gentleman right now. Is this Don?
Hi.
How are you, Don?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And, Don, you're on your way to the Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, which is in Mooresville?
I'm on my way to see, just to pay my last respects, really, just to be there at the shrine.
You're a Dale Earnhardt fan, huh?
Yes, sir. I was very much a Dale Earnhardt fan because I came to work today, and I had a Dale Earnhardt number 3 helmet that I have, and I wore it to work out of respect, and... My coworkers, I guess, just don't understand. I thought some of them thought probably it was funny. So I'm driving to Mooresville, North Carolina, because I want to be at the shrine and I want to be with people who, you know, people who saw Dale race and who understand how great he was and his legacy too.
Dale Earnhardt was a great driver. Did you see him race?
I'm very devastated. I think we'll all remember where we were when we heard that Dale had died.
Did you see him race?
I did, yes. But mostly on television. I never had the opportunity to go to too many of his races.
This is a major blow. You mentioned you will remember where you were. Where were you?
I was watching him race on the Daytona 500. I was sitting with a cooler. My wife had made a cooler with sandwiches, and also she had made a thermos of coffee. So I would not have to leave the chair at all. I could sit and watch him. And I remember when John Kennedy was assassinated, and I remember when John Lennon also was shot, and I think we're all going to remember this too, Kennedy and John Lennon and now Dale Earnhardt. I think it's all...
You feel that the Dale Earnhardt's passing, people will remember like they remember where they were when the Challenger blew up?
When the Challenger blew up, with Martin Luther King. I was getting a sandwich out of a cooler that my wife had made up for me before every race. My wife makes up a cooler of sandwiches, and I have a bottle that I do my tinkle, I guess, well, I shouldn't say, but I do tinkle business in the bottle, and so I never...
I'm sorry? You have a bottle, you don't go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom in a bottle?
I go, yeah, in the bottle, because I always wanted to be near Dale Earnhardt. I remember where I was when the Kennedy boys were gunned down, and now I'll always remember where I was. Dale Earnhardt got cooked, and...
Do you feel bad?
I feel very lonesome. I'm alone.
As a racing fan, what does a great driver like Dale Earnhardt mean to you? I know, for instance, as a football fan, when I see a great football player, I think of his discipline and I think of his perfection, you know?
Perfection, yeah.
Is that what you think of when you think of a great driver like Dale Earnhardt?
I just think of everything that he did for people and everything that he was. He was a great driver and a great man. I think of everything that he did. And all the people he helped, and just all of the businesses that he employed people. He opened a lot of avenues for minorities to get involved, and he had done some wonderful things, helping mothers find, you know, foster homes for their children, unwed mothers.
And I wasn't aware that Dale Earnhardt did all of that. I mean, that's amazing stuff.
He did a lot of things and outside of racing, so I wish that I could have talked to him. I wish I could have met him.
You never met him?
No, I never met him. I'm so lonesome, and I
Is your wife with you, Don?
No, no. She's not here. She doesn't believe in it.
Doesn't believe in what?
Well, just being part of it. You know, I don't know.
Well, how do you feel now about...
Well, I think now, well, you know, he's dead, so there's nothing you can do to bring him back. I just appreciate that he brought some class to an otherwise blue-collar sport. It was a sport that a lot of people just didn't, you know... I don't know. Didn't understand.
Maybe you ought to pull off.
I want to go to Mooresville.
You're going to hold on, your car just stopped, okay?
All right.
Let me just start it again. There. It's, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. So, you're going to Mooresville, North Carolina, huh?
I am. And I hope when I'm there, I just,
All right. Let me get some feedback from some other fans, okay?
Okay.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Dale Earnhardt, and we're talking about, what he meant to this gentleman and how great he was as a race car driver and terrific, just an all-around terrific human being, I guess. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Chatsworth. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always. I, first of all, want to pay my respects to the man that's going to Mooresville, North Carolina, because I know that you liked Dale Earnhardt.
Is the gentleman there?
I'm right here, yes, sir.
Well, I just...
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, that... But I got to say something that needs to be said, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, everybody's talking about this guy like he's the greatest thing that there ever was in motorsports. And everybody knows that was Richard Petty. Everybody knows that.
I don't know what your name or...
My name's R.C.
Okay, I'm Don.
Hi, Don.
I don't think you should talk like that. Dale Earnhardt was the greatest racer.
Dale Earnhardt was okay, but Richard Petty, number 43, hello? I mean, Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
You know what I mean?
I'm aware of Richard Petty, yes. I'm aware...
Well, but... All day yesterday, people were talking like they were coming unglued. I mean, check it out.
Well, wait a minute. Richard Petty, he was Dale Earnhardt is the greatest race car. Bill France of NASCAR said he's the greatest race car.
Oh, bull crap. Listen to...
All right, now, wait a minute. Have some respect, okay?
No, I'm sorry, but...
Have some respect.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, just watch it, you know.
Well, check it out. Richard Petty had 7 Winston Cup championships, 7-time Daytona 500 winner. Dale Earnhardt won one. What are you talking about?
That's not fair because Richard Petty...
Mr. Henry, you got to help me on this one.
Well, look, at Richard Petty, I think, has been called the king.
You better believe it. And I think he's sitting in his house right now in North Carolina, and he's going, well, if this is what you're doing for Dale Earnhardt, when I die, it better be a state freaking funeral. And they better spread my ashes.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. You got to just calm it down. We're trying to be respectful of Dale Earnhardt.
But I think we're being disrespectful to Richard Petty. And
all right, hold on.
That kid's out of his mind, and I...
All right, we'll see. Okay, now we've lost both of them. That guy's bawling. He's on his way to Dale Earnhardt's shop. The other kid's flipping his lid. I don't want to turn this into some ugly thing, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Is the kid there? Is the kid there?
Yes, Mr. Henry, I'm right here.
Okay. Don't be disrespectful to Dale Earnhardt.
Sir, I don't think I have been disrespectful to Dale Earnhardt. All I'm saying is the name's Richard Petty, number 43. And
well, Dale Earnhardt went out on the racetrack. He died doing what he loved, and I think that's why people are thinking of him.
Oh, I see. So in other words, Richard Petty knew how to drive a car, so he didn't crash, and he's supposed to be sitting there drinking a beer, and he doesn't get any respect. The guy wins Daytona 7 times. He doesn't get dead, and we're supposed to say that Dale Earnhardt's the best. Is that it?
Just don't be disrespectful, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yes. Don's not here anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Where'd he go?
Okay, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say Dale was the greatest ever, but I want to get to the point that...
No, Richard Petty was the greatest ever.
Okay, well...
Yeah, okay, well, look it, pal. Look up his statistics and then give me a call.
That was in the old era. This is the
new old era. I say 1979. The guy won... Get out of here.
How many championships did he win after 79?
The guy won 7 Winston Cup championships, okay? And he won 7 Daytona 500s. So the number's 43.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Okay, RC, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, we don't want to disrespect Dale Earnhardt.
I don't want to disrespect Mr. Earnhardt, but I think it's important to remember that he wasn't the greatest NASCAR driver. That it was Richard Petty, and just because he's not dead, doesn't mean that he's not, you know, the best.
I understand what you're saying about Richard Petty, and what do you feel, that Richard Petty's being usurped?
Well, I mean, the way people are talking about Dale Earnhardt, you think they'd want to drink his pee or something.
Nobody's saying that, and this is what I'm talking about with you, okay?
No, but I'm just saying that Richard Petty, when he dies, it'll be like President Kennedy was assassinated. That's how big it'll be.
Well, the other guy was saying that when Dale Earnhardt's passing was similar. Let me take a phone call here. Why don't you stay on the line, okay? I know you're passionate. Don, if you're out there, I know we lost you and you hung up and you were upset and we're worried about you, so please call us back. This is Cheryl. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. My name is Cheryl, and first of all, I just want to say that I'm a Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
And I follow racing, pretty closely in the past.
Do you think Richard Petty is the best that there ever did be?
Well, let me finish, sir, okay? Let me finish. Just let me finish what I'm going to say real quick. I like both Dale Earnhardt, Tom Petty, and...
Tom Petty?
I'm sorry, Tom Petty and Richard Petty.
You like Tom Petty?
Yeah, I like them all.
Who's Tom Petty?
I think he's a singer. And anyway.
Okay, so are you trying to be funny here, Cheryl?
Because
callers that try to be funny we hang up on.
Okay, sorry.
Bye. All right, let's go to Stuart. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Tom Petty sucked, by the way.
Great, thank you. Go ahead, Stuart.
It don't matter who it is, Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, Rusty Wallace, they're doing a job just like everybody else.
What about Buddy Baker?
Buddy Baker's the same way.
He was great.
Buddy Baker retired when he seen that he was in his prime and he wanted to retire. Darrell Walter, same way. Al Quickie got killed. Davey Allison got killed. Cliff Allison got killed.
Did you say Buddy Baker's retarded?
He said he retired. He retired.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Earnhardt was doing what he loved the best. He liked to race. So, you know, Richard Petty was a good driver.
Well, the way people are talking about Dale Earnhardt, you'd think he was Jesus come off the cross.
No, but you know, you need to look deep down in your heart. You might have went to the racetrack and you might have booed Dale Earnhardt, but you ought to have a little sympathy.
Absolutely.
And think,
for the family.
Know, hey, I booed him, but yet I respected him for the drive and ability that he done.
Well,
I mean, you know,
Dale Earnhardt was okay, but I was a Jeff Gordon fan myself. And
okay, fine. So why do you have to disrespect Dale Earnhardt just to build up your guys, you know?
He was okay. That black thing got old real fast.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was the excitement of the racing. Just like Richard Petty. Years ago, when they ran any racetrack, all you heard was Richard Petty, Buddy Baker.
What happened to Buddy Baker?
He retired. He just.
There you go again. He's retarded.
He retired.
Oh, he retired.
He retired.
But you know, back years ago, you heard Bobby Allison, Donnie Allison, Cale Yarborough, Neil Bonnet. They all raced against Richard Petty.
Yeah.
You know?
He's the king. He's number 43.
He is.
I got
his
autograph and everything.
Well, that's good. But, you know, he was the king. He was the king.
And you
but,
know
you
something?
Know, Earnhardt was... He liked to race. I mean, you know, if he bumped you, he bumped
right,
you.
Right, exactly.
He said that's racing.
Well, you know that Sterling Marlin guy that bumped him? Don't you think they ought to put him in jail?
No, because it's racing.
Well, he almost killed a guy.
He didn't almost kill anybody. That's racing, as the man said.
If you'll go back and look at the
tape. He could have killed somebody.
Jesus.
Well, okay, if that's the case, I'm just saying, if that's the case,
right.
Look at what Earnhardt done to Terry Labonte at Bristol.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the point.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
Yeah, you guys are nuts.
Look at kid, you can love Richard Petty all you want. It's a fine thing to have a hero and to have your favorite race car driver. That doesn't mean that you got to sit here and bag Dale Earnhardt, okay?
All I'm trying to say is Dale Earnhardt didn't amount to a mole on a whale's ass when it came to...
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Hey, wait a minute.
This kid's mouth.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I respect... I don't really like Jeff Gordon, and I really don't like Rusty Wallace. But I respect the 43 drivers that gets on that racetrack and races, because that's a sports to them.
What do you think of Buddy Baker?
He's retired.
I respect that.
Thank you very much, sir. All right,
I mean,
sir.
That's it.
Good going, Stuart. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Thank you,
yes,
Bill,
sir.
For taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. To your guest you got on there, I think you better have a little bit more respect for the man.
Wait a second.
No, wait a minute.
He only won one Daytona 500 and Richard Petty won seven.
Let the man talk.
Give me the time to talk, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Give the man the respect that he deserves. I mean, he is, I think.
What are you calling from under your bed? I can barely hear you.
Let the man, sir, are you on a car speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not. I'm on a regular phone.
No, you sound fine to me. He's fine.
All right. Is that better?
Yes, it's much better.
Thank you very much.
Sounds the same to me.
All right.
It's better.
He has earned more money, Earnhardt, than any other race driver, period. He has won more Daytona 500 than any other person, period. The statistics are out there.
Who did, Earnhardt or Petty?
No, Earnhardt.
Oh, he didn't win more. He won one Daytona 500. He won more races at Daytona.
Yeah, Phil, you set him straight.
He won more races.
At Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona, yes.
But he won one Daytona 500.
And Richard Petty won seven. So stick that in
I'm
your pipe.
I'm trying to tell you he's earned more money than Richard Petty ever earned.
Well, I don't know.
The statistics are out there, my friend.
Where are you getting your information?
ESPN Sports.
Sports?
ESPN.
Say that again. I'm writing it down.
ESPN.
Spell it.
Too bad. Now, I'm just quoting you statistics, my friend.
Well, all right, you got it from ESPN.
Right.
Well, here's a statistic that you're going to have to take this one home with you. Richard Petty. 200 Winston Cup all-time career wins. Number one on the list.
Oh, man.
Oh, give me a break.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go.
Phil, where'd you find this person anyway?
He called the freaking show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Richard Petty or Dale Earnhardt. Who was the greatest? Phil Hendry Show. Oh, hold on. You don't have to keep convincing me. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry's show here.
No, but how can you not say that Richard Petty was the greatest driver ever, and everybody's talking about Dale Earnhardt like he craps gold bullion, and it...
You got to be a little bit more respectful of a man who just lost his life and a family that just lost their father and husband. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Talk about Dale Earnhardt crapping gold bullion or whatever else. The guy was a great driver. Now you make a very good, compelling case that Richard Petty was better. And
I just feel bad for King Richard, that's all. He's sitting in North Carolina right now watching TV and having a beer, and people want to punish him on account of he could drive a car straight and not into a wall.
Well, you know what? Dale Earnhardt didn't drive his car into a wall. He got turned around. That's what happens in racing. Here is Annie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Turning into my favorite talk radio show this evening, and I couldn't help but call in. I am sitting here just absolutely flabbergasted with this guy that's on the radio talking about his favorite race car driver. I am not a race car fan,
Richard,
but now listen, sir, I have the airwaves. I think you need to be quiet.
You should be more respectful of people.
I'm going to continue. This person needs to get off the air.
What about you?
And let him.
What about you?
Go get a decent idea of what common respect and courtesy is towards someone who just lost his life.
And I mentioned
and his family.
To the family.
I am sure that both of these race car drivers were excellent, and Mr. Petty probably is.
It's
coming unglued in his seat listening to this person tear down.
I'm asking you, R.C., Dale Earnhardt lost his life.
Oh, so in other words, Richard Petty can't be given respect about being a good race car driver.
Mr. Petty has probably got more respect for Mr. Earnhardt than you could ever imagine.
And you don't know anything about racing.
I certainly do not, but I know about human kindness, and I know about human well-worth, and I know that you're not worth a piece of crap.
Well, you think this guy peed beer the way they're talking about
him. Well, you act like you belong behind a mental institution, sir.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that Richard Petty,
I think you need to get a grip on reality.
Don't you ever remember seeing
him
on TV?
You need to get a grip on reality. Nobody is tooting anybody's horn here. A man lost his life. He's got a family that's probably in grief.
That's racing.
And they don't need to hear some lunatic like you out there trying to make a race car out of somebody's death.
A race car?
Yeah, a race car riot out of somebody's death.
No, all I'm saying, look.
We're not talking about who's
Dale Earnhardt,
here.
He wasn't
we're talking
bad.
About a human being that lost his life.
Ma'am,
that's the bottom line.
I can tell you this. If you met Richard Petty, you'd lubricate. And
all right,
you know
that's
what?
Way
you're
out
foul.
Of line. That's
you are totally foul.
Way
sir.
Out of line.
You know, Mr. Royal, I think you need to get him off the air.
Mr. Royal?
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm Phil Henry.
I really apologize.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
But I think this man
ma'am, I think you owe Richard Petty an apology on account of you
I really
bad.
Don't want to listen to his lunacy anymore.
You owe Richard Petty an apology. The greatest race car driver, and if she met Richard...
How dare you?
What?
You know what you did.
What did I do?
If you met Richard Petty, you'd lubricate.
Well, I mean...
You don't say that to a person calling in trying to make a point here. Now, I don't want to hear any more about Dale Earnhardt. If you want to talk about how great Richard Petty was, you can talk about how great he was. If you say anything about Dale Earnhardt, you think he peed beer and crap and gold bullion and all that, I don't want to hear it. Do you understand?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just think that he's a really great driver.
They're both tremendous drivers, and one of them died, and that's racing, like you so callously put it.
Tell you what, if she saw that mustache, she'd slide off her chair.
I got it already. Terry, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Just be quiet and let the lady talk.
I think Richard Petty was great in his day. I think Dale Earnhardt was great in his day. And I think it's a human life we're talking about. I think they both deserve a lot of respect. Richard Petty will get it in his time. Dale Earnhardt.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
If they give Dale Earnhardt this kind of a send-off, Richard Petty ought to get buried like they did Gandhi with elephants and stuff.
Well, he'll have his... You know, it's a life.
They should shoot Richard Petty's ashes into outer space.
Well... you're
coming
from.
Jesus, what? You know, kid, what?
I'm just saying, Dale Earnhardt was great, and they're giving him a great send-off. But if Dale Earnhardt gets this kind of a send-off, then Richard Petty should melt him down and blast him off to Mars.
And who are you to judge?
What?
Who are you to judge?
I've been watching Richard Petty since I was a kid.
Well, so
he,
have a lot
number
of people.
How many? Okay, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, how many Daytona 500s did he win? Ah,
I don't know, do you?
I don't
have facts in front of me.
How many Winston Cup wins?
She doesn't know. She's just saying he's had seven.
Dale Earnhardt's had seven.
Okay, and how many? Yeah, your husband just told you.
No,
and
my I don't. I am here on the phone
What year
by
was
myself.
He driver of the year?
Pardon me?
What year was he driver of the year?
Well, who cares, man?
Mr. Henry, I'd appreciate it if you'd shut up and let me talk to the caller. What year was he driver of the year?
You know,
what difference
does it make? They were both great drivers. You've missed the point completely. The point is, it's a human life. They were both great drivers, and Dale Earnhardt is getting the respect from people that appreciated what he did for the sport. Now, if you don't appreciate what he did, you don't have to give him the respect.
But it's a human life.
Listen, you have no compassion.
Hold on. It's Terry, right?
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I want to ask you what you look like.
That's irrelevant.
Come on. Just humor me.
Well, that's,
how tall are you?
We're talking about a human life.
You sound like you've seen a lot of anger in your day.
I haven't seen anger in my day.
Sounds like you've seen a lot of hell, a lot of ugliness.
I've seen a lot of races, all kinds of races.
You've been to racetracks?
Absolutely. I've been all over the country to all kinds of
races. Have you been down to pit row?
Yes, I have.
Let's get to the real question. How many drivers have you slept with?
All right, that's all I needed to hear.
Oh, see, she can't say how many drivers she shagged.
Terry, sorry.
Is this
legit? I just hung up on him.
I mean,
It was a rude question, and I apologize.
I have one question. I was actually going through the radio station to try and find the Stars hockey game when I came upon this. I don't even know the call letters.
Yeah.
May I have the call letters of your station?
K-O... Are you writing it down?
Yes, I am.
No. Oh, you want the call letters?
Please.
K... L I F.
And you're out of Omaha?
Yes, we're out of. You want the Stars hockey game? That's the Dallas Stars, right?
No, I was going through trying to find the Lincoln Stars game.
Oh, the Lincoln Stars. Yes, oh, I thought it was the Dallas Stars.
No, I came across this on the way home, and I was appalled at this gentleman.
Oh, you must be listening to KFAB.
Okay, now where'd you come from?
Because I wanted to give her the answer.
KFAB, ma'am, in Omaha.
Okay.
By the way, they're dumping the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, they're dumping the show. All right, 1-800 Lincoln Stars hockey game. Wow, that's an eclectic and very interesting bit of information, isn't it? The Lincoln Stars. I'd like to go to a Lincoln Stars hockey game if you want the honest truth. That would be awesome. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, I'm done with this creep. You know what? And we didn't mean any disrespect. Well, it's his fault. It's not mine. And Richard Petty's great, and so is Dale Earnhardt. Can we move on? It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm having a really interesting conversation here with my producer about Eminem. Look, you know, everything I do on my show has a point. I know why I do what I do. And it comes from a basic belief system. Don't sit there and tell me that Eminem and cats like that put down these tracks about hating fags or whatever his trip is. And it's all just a big joke, and don't take the cat too serious, and like that, you know? I mean, what are you telling me, man? What exactly are you saying to me? Because then you, on the other hand, you say to me, well, you don't really believe that NWA believed in burning Hollywood down, do you? Well, I think when NWA did Burn Hollywood Burn, they believed that Hollywood ought to be held accountable for its racist policies with regard to casting. Did they really think you ought to run out and burn the city to the ground? What do you mean, Melissa, that Eminem's an entertainer? What is that? So in other words, I think you're a miserable fag and somebody ought to drag you behind a truck. I'm only kidding. Is that what you're saying? That's not funny. Now, I may sound like a really old fogey and I don't really get it, but until somebody can explain it to me, that ain't funny. It ain't funny. And I'll tell you another thing. It ain't genius either, because it doesn't make a point. What is the point? Unless the guy is just like he's taking Phil Hendry and Andy Kaufman to a new extreme and he's living his life as a punk-faced fag basher and the whole life that he lives is an act, and if I don't get it, then I ain't hip enough to get it. Is that what you guys are telling me that? I mean, somewhere along the line, the guy's got to come off the stage and tell us what he is. What is he? What is he? What is Eminem? What does he stand for? What's he singing about? What's the cat singing about? He don't want to get, he don't want to back into some guy's thing, and he doesn't want to, he ain't no homosex, you Al. What's he saying? What's he talking about? And if you think it's funny, or you think it's cute, or you think it's cozy, or you think that it's interesting, or you think that it's a commentary on society. See, more and more these days, anybody who's just stupid on the radio or on record or in movies or in films, anyone who just does a stupid, dumb thing, well, they can always chalk it up to satire. Well, I was just being satirical. So what are you guys telling me? You don't have an answer for me, see? You don't. You're giving up. Craig's giving up. Are you giving up because I'm too stupid, or are you giving up because I've asked a question you can't answer? That I'm too stupid? No, I'm asking a question you can't answer. I mean, I'm willing to say the man's music is entertaining to the point that I want to hear some guy bagging on fags, I mean, that's really old, and I got to tell you something. There is nothing more tiring and boring than unrelenting bigotry and prejudice. It's just really boring. And Axl Rose, now here's the thing about Elton John doing what he's going to do, and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, they just disapprove. Elton John is in the grandest Christian tradition, is walking out on stage with maybe the enemy, maybe not. He's taking a guy who may hate fags, or maybe he doesn't. We don't know. But Elton John is going to present himself on stage with this individual and maybe kind of reach out and touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place for your gland. He's going to try to, get with this cat and play some music and maybe let music bond them. And segregating this guy from his life. He's not saying, oh my God, it's Eminem. I can't be seen with him. I can't talk with him. Elton John's doing what he's always done. He's doing something daring. He's being a great entertainer and performer. He's making a point. Going on stage with Eminem is a brilliant and, dare I say the word, Christian point to make. Because if Jesus was sitting down with whores and Pharisees, well, Elton John's doing the same thing, if that's what he perceives Eminem to be. I don't know what he thinks of the guy. He's making a great point. That's why he's a great artist. That's why he endures. Eminem, fine. Whatever, man. Buy his freaking records, dude. Just somebody tell me what that cat is really about, as opposed to just some punk face trying to get away and trying to get over on a whole bunch of people and seeing how many records he can sell before people just say, man, you're really kind of like you're saying the same thing over and over again. Or maybe I don't understand, but my man here said to me that I'm asking a good question. Nobody can really explain what Eminem's art is. That's what I'm trying to find out here. What's this cat's art? Or is it not about art? Have we reached the point now where we're just stupid, right? Art ain't even where it is. Eminem's going on stage with Elton John. He must not be that passionate about his homophobia. That's true. So it's all a gag. It's just a joke. Nobody takes him seriously. Cool. So therefore, the point is what? When he puts those lyrics into any jam that he does, what is the point of that? I noticed my young friend Melissa's not claiming he's such a genius anymore in there. Are you? Or you mean Melissa's not even in the room? Oh, okay. I wondered why she was being quiet. She's not even here. Oh, there you are. All right, so that's look at Peter Frampton's on Larry King Live, and he looks about 106. Okay, oh, good Lord, Peter. All right, so, and pardon me for using the word Peter. I just wanted to have that question answered, and so I'll move on. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing the Grammys, and I think Elton John's a really great guy, and Eminem's fantastic. The whole thing is just beautiful. I'm the asshole for asking these impertinent questions that I should never really ask. All right, so I told you about our trip to the snow. Stanley Kramer croaked, and I know that most of you don't know who he is. He was a film director who made a lot of different movies. He made a movie called Mad, Mad, Mad World. He also made a movie called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which was with Sidney Poitier, about a black guy going out with a white chick. There were a lot of movies that were really important in their day, and I was reminded of watching Guess Who's Coming to Dinner because I dated a black girl for 3 years, and it wasn't nothing like that movie. So there you go. Now, moving along, my parents were fine with, you know, you watch Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and it was Sidney Poitier and this white chick, I don't know who she was, and he went to the house where Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn were, and they were just appalled and shocked that they were going to get married, and the whole thing was never going to last, and it was a real pile of crap. But they were liberals, and it was lampooning liberals and stuff. For 3 years, I went out with a black woman. I mean, we were getting close to being married. And for 3 years, we dealt with the reality of being a couple out in the world, you know, a black and a white couple. I mean, we had to call ahead to bed and breakfasts to find out whether it was cool that an interracial couple stay in their place. I mean, I didn't do this. This was what she would do. You know, I'm not saying that it was tough for me, although I got to tell you, I felt for a long time like, I don't know, I think I know what it's like to be a Negro. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I met her family, and we went on vacations together and a whole bunch of crap, and we got into fights, and we got into all kinds of, you know, interesting little sub-racial arguments. For instance, we were supposed to go to a party one night, and she overslept. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock when she finally woke up, and I said, well, there's no point in going to the party now. It's probably over. And she said, why do white people have to start their parties so early anyway? Black folks start their parties really late. I go, I know, and it's really dark, and they're serving wine. Yeah, that's right. Why do white folks? I says, because we have jobs to go to in the morning. So that was, it was, I was kidding, but you know. And then she, you know, we got into an argument one time where I was going to do the Rose Parade. I was, and I said, look, I'm going to try to get you a press pass. I don't know if I can get you a press pass, because she was out visiting to go see the Rose Parade. And we got into this fierce argument. Oh, I don't want to go see a bunch of crackers sitting in some grandstands anyway. You know, I said, crackers? Crackers? You're racist. Anyway. But ultimately, the whole thing ended because of a very non-racial thing. She started charging things on my credit card. And black women will do that. And I'm kidding. No, it ended naturally. You know, I was there and she was here. I was here and she was there. Well, you know how I mean. It was GU. It was something. It was wrong. I moved on, man. I found a white woman. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. One of these days I'll go through it on the air with you and I'll tell you why we broke up. I don't know, other than the fact I was bored. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.